Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. Brittany Burling is in the house with OKM Music. I understand we just came off a great fundraiser.
We did.
With Donald Radford, a wonderful flamenco guitar player.
Right, yeah. We were really lucky to have Ronald there. He's an absolutely astounding flamenco guitarist. And we had a really, really good time. We had food from The Copper, so a big shout out to Chef Nook over at The Copper for doing the food for us. And then we had Kelsey Lashley was our vintner from A's Wine and Spirits, so we have to shout her out as well. And of course, all the patrons who came out to support the event. Ooh. And got to taste some lovely Spanish wine and listen to some flamenco guitar and eat some wonderful food. So it was all around a wonderful event.
Well, great, great. I hope we do this again sometime soon.
Me too.
That really sounded like a lot of fun. Now, we've got some things coming up here because we're now February. People are thinking maybe warmer. Not today.
Yeah, not today.
But warmer weather and maybe some outdoor stuff. You know, what do we have lined up? What's coming up here?
Yeah, if you're done with this cold, gross weather, then you can be thinking about June and how warm it's going to be outside and all the sunshine. Ooh. And of course, we'll be having our OKM Music Festival from June 12 through 18. And it's going to be 7 full days of music and activities all through the week. And we'll have kids events. We'll have showcase performances from local artists. And of course, we'll have those big main stage concerts all across Bartlesville. So it's going to be a big to-do, and we're very excited for it.
Well, you know, this is the time of year that people really look forward to, is the OKM Music Festival.
Right.
I just missed it by like a day or two when we moved down here. And I'm like, and the whole family's looking at me, you mean we couldn't have done this like a week earlier? You know, moved down to Bartlesville? No.
Well, you're going to make it this year.
I'm going to make it this year. But yeah. And my family is holding me to it, too.
Yay. Well, so, we're excited to have you there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
I want everybody to show up that can.
Me, too.
Because that's what it's all about. This is something that has made Bartlesville famous culturally, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, if you take a look at how long you've been in business.
36 years.
And counting.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that families look forward to. And this is something that actually draws in a lot of people from out of town. And when you come to Bartlesville, it all starts with a visit.
Yeah, for a music festival to run for 36 years is astounding because just the lifespan of this festival is pretty incredible, and how long it's been in the community and how it started and all that good stuff. It just adds a lot of culture and history to this town, which we really love.
Now, speaking of going back into the day, this was Mozart music at first, mm-hmm. right?
Yep, it was totally classical. And we have since brought in different genres and expanded our performers and our offerings so that there's a little bit of something for everybody. So everyone can come out and enjoy it.
That's great because I saw the lineup from last year. And you did have a little bit of something for everyone.
Yeah.
It's something a little bit folky, something a little bit brassy.
Mm-hmm.
You had that one band that wouldn't even go home.
Yeah. No, we loved it too. Yeah, we absolutely loved having Dallas Brass there. And so we'll have, like I said, for this year, it's going to be the same as our previous festivals in that we're going to have a good mixture. We're going to have a lot of classical. We're going to have some brass and some jazz. We'll have some classical crossover. We'll have bluegrass. We'll have a little bit of everything again. So we're really excited. We'll be launching those artists so you can know exactly who we're going to bring. We're going to be launching soon. So keep an eye out for information on that launch party that we're going to throw. We're going to have free food and refreshments and all types of goodies and good stuff going on. So like I said, keep an eye out and we'll be announcing that shortly.
Okay, so we want to look at social media. We want to look at your website and you want to listen right here to K1 mm-hmm. too, because as soon as Brittany goes, psh, 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 about the time you get it on the website, we'll have it on the air.
Yeah. So I'll be sending out so many emails to all of you.
It's just something do.
Yeah. I'm just really excited. I think everyone in the office is really excited to get going with the 2020 festival. So definitely be on the lookout for that.
It's too bad we don't have the camera going today because she's about ready to burst. It's like,
I want
to tell you so many things.
I know.
I want to tell you this thing, but I can't.
Well, you know, we are just absolutely thrilled for the 2020 season, and we can't wait to have everyone on board. And if you want to have a really up-close sort of experience to the festival, consider volunteering with us.
How do we do that?
Well, you can email me. at BBERLING, BBERLING, at okmozart.com. And you can find that email at okmmusic.org. And you can shoot me an email, and I'll get you hooked up with everything that you need to know. And we'll have more, of course, information about the volunteers coming out as we get closer to the festival. But we would love to have you on board. We need people to help sell tickets. We need people to help greet, set up, and tear down concerts. My favorite is sort of the backstage production. We need volunteers to help get instruments put in place and set up drum kits and things like that. So we can use volunteers pretty much at any point during the festival. And something that we really want to do this year is having ambassadors, OKM ambassadors. And these are people that we want to help us pass out swag throughout town and help us distribute posters and to invite their friends and their family and just help be an ambassador and an advocate for this organization. So that's going to be really fun. So if you're interested in that.
I was going to say, that sounds like a fun little job there.
Yeah, yeah. So again, you can shoot me an email. You can go on our website for more information about that.
Wow, you need a swag master.
I know, a swag master. I'm just going to write that down so I don't forget that.
But OKM Music, like I said, what a valuable asset it is to the community. And so many of the board members that mm-hmm. we've brought in from time to time just to have a little chit-chat with, they yeah. started out as volunteers, mm-hmm. and the next thing you know, they said, well, you know, once you get a taste of show business, you can't
yeah.
shake it, man.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone has these really unique stories about how they got involved with the organization, and a lot of that started with volunteerism and just coming out and helping at a single concert or just being a ticket holder and coming out and watching an event and then saying, hey, I want to do more with this organization.
Now, I mean, this is something that just doesn't go to sleep right after. You have the concerts and the festival. I mean, this is year-round work, and mm-hmm. it's actually been kind of fun because, you know, the Oktoberfest was great. The Chris Kindle Market was a lot of fun.
It was.
We just had the Spanish night there mm-hmm. with Ronald Radford. And in all of this having fun, we raised some funds in order to keep yeah. this operational. And it's one of those things that if you're thinking to yourself, hey, self, I'm feeling in a generous mood, or perhaps maybe I'm thinking beyond my life on earth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think about passing a few dollars along yeah. to OKM Music. It's a wonderful way to invest in our community and to invest in the arts.
Yeah, absolutely. And we really do have to give a big thank you to anyone who has bought tickets to Oktoberfest or come out to Chris Kindle Market. Or especially gave to our Fall Giving campaign or in any way, shape, or form has been involved with OKM throughout the year. We really want to give you a big thank you because it does mean a lot to us to have that support from the community.
Not only do we do this for a good time, but we also do this for educational purposes.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And along the lines of education, we're really excited for our children's programming events this year because, as always, our children's programs are a really popular part of the week. And I think all or almost all of them are free to the public, so you and your kids can come out for story time or a hands-on experience with instruments or for a performance from sometimes some very, very impressive musicians who do special children's performances throughout the week, or a master class, which we're going to be redoing this year. We're going to be bringing that back for master classes for older kids. So along the lines of education, this is going to be a big year for kids programming. So absolutely something to keep in mind. Again, June 12 through 18, it'll be a great opportunity for you and your kids to come out.
All right, great. And if folks want to learn just a little bit more about what goes on and how it works, the website is very, very nice.
It is, yes. The guy who does our website is really talented. OKMmusic.org is the name of that website. So you can go on there and you can find, again, my contact information and contact information for everyone in our office, as well as information about the festival. And something that we want to also talk about now is the program, the festival program. I don't know if you got to see it, Tom, since no. you weren't here, but it was really beautiful. And the program is what tells you who is the artists that are there and what time they're performing. And it has all the information about OKM, and it's beautifully designed. And this past year, we had Reagan Steele do the artwork for the festival, and we had
nice.
The violin, and he had a beautiful painting of the Price Tower on the violin, which now has a place of honor in our office. But and so that was the centerpiece of the program, and a lot of people actually choose to collect those programs from year to year to year to year. And we are currently looking for advertisement in that program. So if you have a business and you would like to reach out and get your ad inside that program, that is something that we are doing currently. Mm-hmm. So we would love to hear from you. And again, you can look up more information at okmmusic.org.
Or you can drop by because they like to see you.
Or you can drop by because we do like to see you and we do have snacks. In our office and candy
bonus.
Yeah, we do have gifts for visitors, so come by and say hi. And yeah, absolutely, if you're interested in purchasing an ad in that program, like I said, it is for a lot of people a collectible item. It's beautifully designed and we would love to have your business represented in it.
And who wouldn't want their name associated with something as grand as OKM Music's music festival?
Yeah, it's like a very visible way to say, yes, I support the arts. I support Bartlesville, you know, and it's a really good way to both get your name out there and also show your support.
Very good. Once again, we're talking with Brittany Burling, and she's with OKM Music, mm-hmm. and so much to look forward to as we head toward June. But don't forget, once again, you can become an advertiser in the program. You can become a volunteer because both mm-hmm. are needed.
Absolutely.
And volunteers same way with the website or give you a call?
Yeah, so you can also give us a call at 918-336-9900. I'm so glad that you said that. I've been saying my email over and over, but I have not said the phone number yet. So yeah, 918-336-9900. So give us a call anytime.
And don't forget, you can be an ambassador.
Yes, you can be an ambassador. Like I said, swag. Invite your friends, help distribute posters, and just all around be an advocate for OKM. We would love to see you do that.
Swag master.
Swag master. Someone will get that title. I'm determined. If you would like to be the swag master, give us a call.
Yeah, there you
or
go.
Or send me an email and just say, I want to be the swag master. And yeah.
Brittany, thanks for coming in today.
Thank
and I want you,
so you
to
much.
Enjoy the snow and don't get sick making snow angels out there.
Yeah,
with your dog.
I'll try not to.
All right. You've been listening to our one-on-one with Brittany Burling with OKM Music.